Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. If you have not seen the making of the Super Mario Brothers movie, German DVD version specifically, and you have been itching, just chomping at the bit, wanting to watch that, we do discuss what happens in the making of the Super Mario Brothers movie German DVD version. So I'd highly recommend watching that first on YouTube before listening to this podcast episode. It doesn't give anything away about the film itself. If you're worried about us giving away the movie Super Mario Bros., that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the making of the German DVD version. Spoiler warning. Thank you very much.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got trust the funk. I got one leg and a fucking ticket.
Gonna play a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Luigi Mario.
Hello and welcome to Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where Mish and Zach watch everything with Leguizamo. I'm one of the Mish and Zachs. I'm Zach. You might know me as Zach from Mish and Zach. I'm joined, as always, by Mish, who you might know
from Mish and Zach. How are you going?
Mish of Missions.
Mish of Mish and Zach. Often getting asked when we do Q&A is why Mish went before Zach, and we've answered that question.
Because I am a feminist.
Yeah, and I think I'm better at comedy than Zach.
That's it. That's the answer.
That's the answer.
You got the question, we got the answers.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think it's got a better ring. Mish and Zach.
It does, because alphabetically M comes
Zach
before
and
Zed.
Mish. Zach. Yeah. Because Mish. Sh.
Yeah, Mish sounds like it's starting something.
Mish
Zach's
and
finishing it.
Zach.
Yeah.
Or Zach.
Yeah, if you wanted to Zach get, if you were like, Mish. Oh, I'm getting into a bar fight, I've really got to go and get Mish and Zach, you would go with Mish and Zach, not Zach and Mish, because Mish and Zach sounds more powerful than Zach and Mish.
Mm.
It's like, if you fucking start me, you best believe I'm calling my friends Mish and Zach.
The consonants roll better, don't they? It's the z is a really, when you actually Zach. Go the, like, feel the tongue in your mouth. They're
yeah,
like
yummy.
It actually sends everything flows there.
Yeah.
Great. Sh. Sh. Is not a big difference.
No.
D-Z. Ak.
Yeah.
Or Zach.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Me. Too many, you know, you're jumping around too much.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
And we thought about all of that when we made this decision.
We thought about
all of those things.
I think it was more so we asked our friend Reed Down to do the artwork for our podcast, and she was like, oh, which one's first, Mish or Zach? And we're just like, Mish first.
I said Mish first because I'm a hero.
You're such a fucking hero. Nice cape, cunt.
I don't want you to forget that I'm a hero.
You're such a hero.
I'm this generation's Gloria Steinem.
You've also had a fresh haircut, my friend.
Doesn't it look great?
You look lovely.
A very kind man did it for me. I have a place that I go to. I've become that person that I go to one barber.
That's nice. I think you're describing him as kind. I think kindness is the greatest thing a person can be. I truly mean that.
What about like hot as?
Other than being fucking hot.
Like just a real hot number.
Fucking mint. No. I was talking, my partner and I drove back from Sydney the other day. We went to Sydney to visit some family and we're driving back.
I'm familiar
back.
With Sydney. That's where the Seeger is.
And we were driving back and I was like, well, we've got to fucking figure out how to kill 9 hours together or else we're going to break up. Like, that's a long time to spend with any one person. And I was like, well, what the fuck are we going to do? And I was like, hey, baby. And he was like, it's 4 a.m. And I was like, yep. Have you ever done the Myers-Briggs personality test?
Oh, wow.
And he was like, no. And I was like, all right, well, we're going to do that. And when I tell you that made the trip so much shorter doing it. I had a ball. Now, I'm aware it's a crock of shit. I don't follow horoscopes. BuzzFeed quizzes don't really tell me what kind of dessert I am based on my...
Well, it depends. What dessert are you?
Me? I reckon I'm a piece of pie.
We will get to...
I think that I'm a piece of pie.
This is
going to
be a quick episode, but
my point, is that after doing the Myers-Briggs personality test for each other and then figuring out our compatibility based on the Myers-Briggs, it was just very, very nice, and it took around about 3 hours, which was great. Anyway, the end of that conversation, we were talking about, I was saying how his personality type isn't one I've ever really dated before. And he's like, well, if we weren't together and we hadn't been together for like, you know, 2.5, 3 years, what kind of things would you be looking for in someone? I'm like, straight up, number one thing would be kindness.
Oh, wow. I'd be looking for a ripper bod.
Yeah. Kindness and a huge cock.
Yeah. Kindness and a...
titties.
And that ass.
Yeah. Kindness, but also that fucking big fat bottom.
Gotta have that fat ass.
Yeah. I want kindness. I want intelligence. I want a humanitarian, but also a big fat ass.
Gotta have that fat ass. Mm. Mish, what aesthetic do you like most? Bright colors, neon, retro, pastel, minimalist, or visco? Again, bright colors, neon, retro, pastel, minimalist.
Is it neon
visco?
Retro?
Bright colors?
Yep.
Neon?
Yep.
Retro?
Yep.
Pastel, minimalist, or visco?
Retro.
Yeah, that's a vibe. What painting do you like more? Mm. Oh, there's just some pictures of. Like there's like a classical painting, there's like a more surrealist one, yeah, but you got to describe it to
okay
the
so all right the classical one's very pretty. I'd like that on in like the bathroom. The second one, it looks like
you just describe the one you choose. I think we don't have to describe
okay yeah all
right them.
I'll describe the one I choose. So upon looking at them, I would say the painting that I like the most is the top left, which is the classical, really beautiful colors.
Yeah, like that. I believe that's a moment or a scene from the Michelangelo fresco in the one where they decide the.
Yeah, I want that in my bathroom.
If you could only have one of these things for the rest of your life, what would it be? Music, candy, instruments, parties, video games, or TV?
Music or television? Music,
candy, instruments, parties, video games, or TV?
I'm going to say music, but we all know it's candy, but I'm going to say music.
Really, music?
Over television.
Over television, video games,
well, TV is not parties, the same candy. As movies, is it?
No, but like, you know, yeah, music.
I'm going to go with music.
So you can never watch anything again?
I can watch movies, though.
No. Oh. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so
music. I just thought, like, movies were out full stop.
No, yeah, music. Okay. Music. Because not only if I choose music, all the movies I watch can still have their music in them.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Choose your favourite animal. Fish. Squirrel.
You all right there?
Yeah, this is boring even to me. I've made a terrible mistake here. Fish, squirrel, polar bear, lion, owl, or cat?
A polar bear.
Good one. Love a polar bear.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Choose a bedroom. Oh,
yeah.
Fucking hell. What are you vibing? What's your kind of bedroom? Tell me your ideal bedroom. I'll pick the one closest.
Really, really great view of the water. Big bed, king size.
Design. What's the design?
Interior really? Design? Oh, bit retro-y. We're talking like I want it to look like a hotel foyer from a 1940.
Carpet, wood floors and a rug.
Wood floors and a rug.
Great. I've got one then. Finally, I want you to choose a colour, Mish. Purple, pink, brown, red. I can't choose. Or blue.
Blue.
Mish, oh my God, you're a donut.
I forgot the point of why you were doing that. Oh, fuck. That was so cooked.
Mish.
Yeah.
You're definitely the fun friend. It's impossible to not love you. You can befriend anyone and are always there to listen when people want to vent. You're also the type of person who loves a good challenge.
No, I don't.
You are a donut. We all know that donuts love a good challenge.
Yeah, they do. I'm starving, actually. I haven't had dinner. Fun fact.
Should have had a donut.
Should have.
We never have dinner before our pods.
Well, that's because we start podding at 6 p.m. and that's at a really.
But you know we're podding till 9.
I know. I should have brought a Tupperware of my pasta.
Brought a Tupperware of pasta.
Whoopsie daisy.
Do you want to jump straight into the?
I reckon so.
It's a half written blurb. I dibsed this blurb because I had a vision for it, and then I didn't write it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you doing it now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This week, we watched the Making of Super Mario Brothers German DVD version. It's one of those weird promo videos that are disguised as a making of, but really are just a promotional video. But weirdly, it came out after the movie was made. The reason I wanted to watch it is because I wanted to watch something linked to the year that the Spice World movie came out. And this version, the DVD version, came out in 1997. Added bonus, it's about Super Mario Brothers. We'll go into why after. Mm. John plays the part of John Leguizamo, a man desperately pretending to not hate the project he's involved in.
That was the thing I wanted to talk about. So this making of, the way you described it is exactly right. But the funniest thing about this making of, and I feel like we can say this now very openly, this is like the third thing we've watched about Super Mario Brothers. There was not one person, except maybe those two cousins that like try and capture Mario and Luigi at a certain point, that enjoyed being in this film. Like, Bob Hoskins couldn't show more disdain.
I didn't describe it very well. It's just one of those, like, this summer is this movie, you know, and they used this much plywood to build the set, you know, like, real fake. You know, everyone knows that type of TV.
It's like a very long ad.
Yeah, pretend making ofs. I don't know if they still make them. I don't watch TV, but they were great. But I've got to say, I was sitting in an Uber watching this, and I laughed out loud a couple of times. This is one of the funniest things I've seen in a few weeks. I really recommend watching it. The knowledge, when you know how much Bob Hoskins hated this film.
Oh my God.
It is so funny.
There's a part where he's like, so just last week I was wearing tights and doing Shakespeare in the West End, and now I'm jumping around like a little plumber. And it's like, you're meant to, they've got the music and they're like, bum, 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 bum. They're trying to palm it off like, what a funny guy. No, he hates this gig.
So Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins hates this movie.
Yeah.
And his disdain is bubbling at the surface. Mm. It's so funny to see him describing the plot of this film. Mm. It's so funny. And then John Leguizamo also hates this film.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like got like this I don't give a shit attitude.
I don't think at the time that this was filmed he hated it. I think he was really hopeful for this film.
That he talks, I've seen interviews with him where he said that they were on set hating the film. The on set experience of making the film was horrific for them. They knew it, so that's the tone I'm reading where he's just like, yeah, I play Luigi.
And he's like sitting back on a chair with like a sparkling water bottle, just being like, this is fucked. Like, this, like, you can just tell that they're all exhausted.
They've all got a different energy. Like, Hoskins has got, like, this, I don't give a shit. Leguizamo is like, fuck this, like, cheeky boy. The girl, Princess Peach girl,
yeah,
is, like, really trying to sell it. Like, she's got this,
her,
like,
first feature film.
Really?
Well, no, her first lead.
Yeah. She's really, like, but she knows it's shit as well, but she's, like, trying to
sell
it.
Well, at this point, she doesn't know she's going on to do Little Women, which ends up being very popular.
I didn't know she was in Little Women.
She was in Little Women.
The funniest of all the interviews, though, Bob Hoskins made me laugh the most. The funniest is Dennis Hopper, who says, I'm Dennis Hopper. I play the part of King Cooper. And then that's it.
That's it. That would have just been the worst. My guess is, so I recently just filmed something, right? I was recently filming a television series.
Oh, whose is it? Whose show?
Oh, it's a special one. I can say, can't I? Because, yeah, Auntie Donna. So
we haven't said you're in it. Tom. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. You don't have to cut it.
I am in it. It's pretty cool. And, like, on a day and, like, in between takes for me where I had, like, a half an hour, 45-minute break, I was grabbed by someone. It's like, can you do a couple of Q&As with us for some future stuff? And so I'm, like, in costume and stuff. I'm like, yeah, cool, of course I can. It's like, I can imagine that's exactly how this was made.
Yeah.
It was they're all on set. They've just finished lunch. People are getting makeup touched up and they're like, I'm so sorry, Dennis. Can I just grab you really quick?
Yeah.
Just to ask you a few quick questions. But on a project they hate. I was on a project I really liked and also I'm not Bob Hoskins. But, like, so, like, yeah, I had no problem talking about my friend's really cool TV show that's about to come out. But I could just imagine that they were all just like, this might be a time to be brutally honest with all of you about how fucked this fucking movie is.
It's never been clearer in a making of that the people hate it. But maybe it's more just funny because we know they hate it. Mm. Also, you talk about after lunch, there's one shot in this documentary of the catering and it looks fucking atrocious.
Trash. It's
like some spaghetti on a paper plate. It looks fucking rad.
Can I just say, I've been on sets. Mm-hmm. You've been on far more.
No, I've been on like two more.
But the catering can make or break an experience.
Oh, can't it?
Oh, my God. I have been on some set. So, also, I eat vegan food. So, that is a real – that's the same with weddings. If you go to a wedding, I will – every single wedding, when you put down that you're a vegan, you get a beetroot salad. Without fail, shout out to all my vegan brothers, sisters, you get beetroot salad.
That's the meal?
Yeah.
Because vegetarians get like a little pastry.
Frittata.
Get a little quiche or a frittata.
Yeah. If you're a vegan, you get a beetroot salad. It's just what happens, and they might give you some microgreens with it. I went to a vineyard hens do thing, and I was the only vegan there, and I literally got two roast beetroots cut in half with micro herbs and what I swear was black swan hummus. That was what I had as my main meal. Anyway, weddings love doing that too. Anywho, I've been on sets where the catering for vegan food is like sandwiches. It's often a sandwich, right? And I can accept that. But I have been on some sets where they go all the fuck out. And I'm not just talking about vegan food.
Did my set go all out on the vegan?
Yes, it was the shoot that we did for your show was the best catering I have ever experienced in my life.
We just wrapped the other week and you know, I don't think this is giving away too much about the show, but when we mentioned the caterers, they got a full round of applause from the crew.
Yeah, it was the best. You had a very famous person come onto this show. I'm not going to say who, obviously.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, who said it was the best catering they've ever had.
Did he?
Did she? Yes.
She?
Yes. Trying to figure out who he was?
Well, because...
The first person you thought of it was that person.
The she?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, the most famous she.
She, the most famous she, which was me.
Yeah, no.
No, not me.
You're not as famous as someone else.
No, I'm definitely not.
The reason we watched, I hinted at it in the intro, this is a piece of promo for our Lido shows. I wanted to promote our Lido shows. I wanted to... watch something from 1997, which is the year Spice World came out.
Yeah, it's the year that I moved to Melbourne.
Well, I'll tell you, first I wanted to watch something linked to Spice World. Turns out John Leguizamo has done nothing with anyone in the cast of Spice World.
He's never done a film with Alan Cummings.
He's never done anything with Alan Cummings.
Oh, my God, that blows my mind.
He's never done anything with Richard E. Grant. He's never done anything with Meat Loaf. He's never done anything with Mel C. He's never done anything with Mel B. He's never done anything with Emma Bunton. He's never done anything with Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, my God.
He's never done anything with any of them. I looked every single one up, Mish. Every one of them I looked up. He's not done a single one. He was nominated for an award for best voiceover in an animated feature the same year that Richard E. Grant was for another animated film.
Mm.
But that was for Ice Age. We couldn't do
Ice Age. Oh, my God, is it not Alan Cummings? I thought it was Alan Cummings in that film.
I think Alan Cummings is in it as well.
Oh, okay.
It's a stacked cast. That's why I thought I'd be okay.
And he's never done anything with Meat Loaf.
No.
Okay.
So that was a dead end. I was like, I just want something where naturally we will talk about Spice World because we're screening it at Lido in a couple of weeks.
And oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's going to be the best.
I do feel like maybe we should even do a bonus episode of Spice World because Spice World
That's great. That's much better than this fucking stretch of a thing.
Spice World is a 1.5 Leguizamo film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't, why you didn't say that to me while I was trying to find out if he was in anything with Alan Cummings. I was like, I want something linked so we can naturally talk about Spice World to promote the Lido screenings.
Well, these Lido screenings that we've got Funtime Film Club with Mish and Zach for the next 2 months.
But the ad has played at the start of this.
Yes. Well, no, it hasn't been for the last week, but I've emailed them about it multiple times.
But that's okay.
But no, you know about it because it's we're sharing it everywhere. It's fucking everywhere.
But maybe you don't. If you're in Melbourne, come along.
Oh, if you're in, you have to come. It's Spice World. I have not seen Spice World since 1998 because I would have seen it in 97, but I definitely would have watched it the year after as well. I was so into it as a kid, but I have not seen it since. You cannot access it on streaming platforms.
How are we going to do an intro?
Sorry?
How are we going to do an intro? We won't have seen it.
Just talk about the Spice Girls. I've got heaps to say.
I would love to find it. Before, but I don't know because I'm struggling with this.
You can watch selected scenes on YouTube.
I'd love to watch the whole film, but you know, can't get it. Maybe Alexi Topoulopoulos has it.
Probably
he has everything on Blu-ray.
Mm.
I'll ask him.
He would enjoy reviewing. We could have him on for the bonus episode.
What are we going to do? We don't have time to do it.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck.
this is the one.
This is it. No, but afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards. Yeah, but what's the point of doing it afterwards? It's a promo episode.
No, we'll promote Super Mario Brothers that we're doing in November by reviewing Spice World, which was
the same
year that the making of on the German DVD came out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who was your favourite Spice Girl?
Oh, wow. It was?
Yeah. Yeah, because mine's different now too.
Yeah. I would say Mel B is now my favourite.
Can I guess who it was when you were young?
Maybe Jerry Halliwell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a competition between Jerry Halliwell and Mel B now.
Okay.
But as a kid, yeah.
Okay.
Guess.
Well, mine now is Mel B.
Yeah.
And it used to be Baby. Because
we're the same person.
Because we're the same person. Baby. So I'm guessing yours was Baby as well. I wanted to be Baby because I was blonde.
Oh,
and
I thought
that
baby.
I never got to be baby.
I didn't want to be baby.
Okay.
I was 7, Mish. What are you implying?
Well, I wanted
to go on a little date with baby.
Yeah, cute. I liked baby the most. I remember, do you guys?
I'm sorry. That was gross.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry. That was a joke.
I know.
It was all a joke to go to the.
That's fine.
Go on a date. That was all set up. I want you to know. I was always going to go, but then it just got weird.
I get it.
I was 7 years old. I didn't know what fucking was.
Exactly.
I didn't want to fuck Emma Bunton.
Okay.
I was 7. All right.
What about when she released, "It Took You So Long, It Took You All Night"?
Was that her?
Yeah.
Was that a cover?
Was that her or Jerry? That was her. That was Emma Bunton. No, that was her song. It took you forever. She was wearing cowboy boots.
No, I don't remember that. And I was over her at that point.
You know I treat you so good. I make you feel nice.
When did that come out?
Sorry.
When did that come out?
Oh, fuck knows. Late night. After they'd split.
Because I would have been, at that point, I was probably done with her. I was in my Trinity phase. I had a big crush on Trinity then.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. Trinity I had
from
The
Matrix.
I had a kind of weird fake crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas because everybody did. It was a few years before my Seth Green thing started to come through.
Seth Green, fantastic. Love that.
Yeah.
My crushes were Baby Spice, Trinity,
Wednesday
Natalie
Adams.
Portman.
Did you have a Wednesday Adams thing?
No.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Because if I had a gun to my head and someone said, guess who Zach's crush was when he was 10,
yeah.
I probably would have gone, I know Trinity because I knew that one, but that was later than 10, right? Mm. I was like, 10, fuck. I would have had a mad-ass panic attack and would have said Wednesday Adams. Then I'd be dead.
If I was a little younger, the new Wednesday Adams, I think I would have a crush on.
Mm.
The new one for the TV show that's coming out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think if she was my Wednesday Adams, I love Christina Ricci.
Mm, same.
But I don't know. But if then Wednesday Adams was the Wednesday Adams now, then the answer would be yes.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But Christina Ricci, no, not so much.
Okay.
That's no, fine. I had a crush on Alias, Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner. Yep, that makes sense. I had a bit of a thing for David Bowie in Labyrinth.
Well, who didn't?
But I've already discussed this. There's no need to go into it. Meatloaf in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I had a big crush on the topic of Labyrinth. That was like a fuck.
Jennifer Connelly.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I loved her in Dark City when she was like 20. I've said this before, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Mish,
yeah.
The reason we chose this movie was because we've done most of his 90s movies, right?
So many of them.
And I was like, let's do something from 1997. And I'm going to read the description of the only movie from 1997 that we haven't done yet.
Okay. Right? Okay, this is going to be fun. Can I try and guess what the movie is from the description?
Yeah, well, do you know what I'm less interested in you guessing what the movie is, right? Because I don't think you'll know it. It's not a well-known movie. I'm more interested in guessing why I thought it wouldn't be appropriate to promote our fun screening of Spice World, where we're going to do dress-ups.
Yeah.
And a competition.
Yeah, free chocky
tops. Best dress-ups. Mm. I just want you to have a listen to the description of this plot and say, why do you think Zach didn't think this would be a good segue to talk about it? Now, what movie, what year was it? 1997.
The year I moved to Melbourne. It was the year I had a pool party at the Melbourne Aquatic Centre.
Oh, fuck off. That sounds cool.
It was fucking sick.
I love a pool party.
I had a pool party. It was me and about 8 of my friends. And we got party pies and little sausage rolls.
Do you know what I want to do?
Find the movie.
Do you know what I want to do?
Yeah.
Is I want to do a go-kart party.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Two brothers, Lex and younger Mick, are living in Harlem. Mick is a policeman and Lex, who spent youth years in... trigger warning. Spent youth years in reformatory because of injustice after he confronted the cop who tried to sodomize Mick on the street, is living with his wife Debbie trying to make ends meet and failing. One day Lex calls Mick, he has a problem. It's the description for A Brother's Kiss, the only movie from 1997 we ever watched. Because it's full on.
Yeah, that's Rosie Perez, isn't it?
Oh, it's Rosie Perez, isn't it?
Is that a Rosie Perez one?
No.
Oh. That's very full on.
So I read that description and I thought, you know what? The segue from talking about that movie.
Which we will have to watch eventually.
Yeah, that's fine. We've done serious ones of this. But I didn't think watching that movie and then going, and we chose it to promote our new screening of
How to the World! Have a bye and have a go.
Love your life.
People love the world.
And then I realized that the German DVD, I think were DVDs a thing in 1997? I thought it was later than that. Anyway, this making of it says on IMDb, came out in 1997. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me because it's a promo thing. It should have come out the year the movie came out. And then
it's very odd.
This is the German DVD version. I didn't think DVDs were a thing until like 99, but maybe they were in Germany a thing.
Maybe. I will say this though, I discovered from watching this, I then looked up some of the actors because I was like, where are these cunts now?
Mm.
And one of the cousins, whose name I've already forgotten, was the original drummer for Sonic Youth.
Get out of town.
Kid you not.
The one that's not in as much? Because one of them's in heaps.
Yeah, the one who's not in as much.
Do you know, and the one that looks like he was the former drummer of Sonic Youth. He's got that like.
Yeah.
The other thing, I don't recommend things a lot. I heartily recommend you go and watch this video. I laughed so much.
It's very funny.
Bob Hoskins is hilarious in it. Yeah. It's just like this tough man describing the plot. They're like, can you just. So basically, I play a plumber and he goes down into a dinosaur world. Now, he's upset because he can't find the Princess Peach. That made me laugh.
Princess Peach, at the end of the actress, she's trying so hard to make it mean something. She's like, what you've really got to look at is the relationship between her and Luigi and Yoshi, the dinosaur that's made of 9 puppeteers, guys.
And
wow.
Then, like, Legs is just there like he's just.
This is the best.
He's just the coolest motherfucker. He's just like.
Oh, my God. He is. This is. Oh, my God.
Sexy Luigi.
Yeah.
We named it after him.
Thank God. God, we haven't talked about Sexy Luigi
there was
for a
like
while.
I think we chose a different name, but that's fine. The one other thing I want to say is, this is my final thought, is the funniest, the set also equally funny were the directors.
Oh, my God. Everybody in this film, I'm sorry, I'm just jumped on what you were
saying. No, that's right.
Every single creative in this film, like that was in the crew, looks like they when they were younger, they were the manager of an EB Games.
Fantastic. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that observation.
Yeah.
For me, have you seen no, I want to say Waiting for Guffman. That's the wrong. This is Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but I know it.
Oh, it's very good. There's plenty I haven't seen. I'm not throwing you under the bus here.
That's fine.
I do recommend it though. It's very good.
Cool.
This they felt like the directors. Like, I swear to God, felt like characters from This is Spinal Tap. There's a bit in it where they're like, "We were just wondering how you make." A sort of how you make it make sense, this sort of Mario character. And then we thought, you know, dinosaurs. And then we were reading about this theory that it was a meteorite that came down and made all of the dinosaurs go extinct. And we thought, well, you know, extinction is a theme of this movie. What's a weapon that dinosaurs would use? And we thought they would use a machine that sort of makes
dinosaurs.
Like literally it felt like satire.
Yeah.
And everything I just said, quote unquote.
Yeah, oh, verbatim. The other weird thing, the whole thing was fucking weird, was that it was a like 17-minute thing. They didn't have a lot of time and they didn't ask a lot of questions, but they asked, one of the questions they asked was, what do you think King Koopa does on his day off?
They also asked, what is so super about Mario?
Yeah, what a fucking weird set of questions.
But those directors, like, they were fucking, and the actors have gone on record as saying that. They were kooky.
Yeah.
Like they literally said, a theme of this movie is extinction.
Yeah, that's so odd. So
and then they talk about the meteorite. I don't know. I think the meteorite was pretty well known in the early 90s. They're like, we read about one theory that a meteorite came. And then, like, everyone's very seriously talking about it. The actors don't give a shit, but all the people behind, they're like, this is set in a Dinotopolis. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Dinotropolis,
yeah.
They're like, this is set in an alternative universe version of New York called Dinotropolis, where the dinosaurs.
And they And you've got Bob Hoskins just be like, I'm a fucking plumber.
So I'm a plumber and I have to save this girl named Princess Peach.
Oh my God, get out of there.
And when we adapted the video game, we thought, I was reading a lot about dinosaurs. It's like, it's literally, I laughed out loud multiple times.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's very funny. What was your final favourite moment of this phenomenal little dog? I had a great time.
My favourite bit was that some of the footage they used was just an old woman falling on a cab. It had no reference to anything, but it was just like a random extra that fell onto a cab. And I was like, well, there's her 15 minutes and I hope that she got some sick royalties.
That's so funny. Genuinely go and watch this documentary.
Yeah, it's easy to find. It's on YouTube.
It's funny.
I still can't believe how much time I've spent in the last 3 years watching and talking about Super Mario Brothers. Blows my fucking gasket.
It's not even my favourite movie by him.
Not even slightly. But I can't believe, I think I've watched more Super Mario Brothers in the last 3 years than most people.
And we're going to watch it again in a month and a half.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I actually can't. It's a great film. It's a lot of fun at the cinema. But fuck that. Come to Spice. I think Spice World's going to sell well.
Oh, yeah. No, that's.
I think you might need to book, Mish.
I would book.
I think you need to book me.
Me? I'm not booking a ticket. I'm hosting, baby.
Don't worry. I'll get you a comp.
Oh, how very sweet. I give this 3.5 Leguistamos. There wasn't a lot of Johnny Legs.
He wasn't in it much at all.
I think there were like 2 or 3 shots of him. But he was sexy Luigi, and you got to give him props for that.
That's why I give it 4 Leguistamos. He's not in it much, but he's sexy, he's cool, he's funny. I just think he has a great time.
I love that. Tom, I know exactly what I want you to close this off with.
But before we go, do you have anything to promote?
Oh, yeah, I'm hosting this thing at Lido Cinema called the Funtime Film Club with Mish and Zach.
That, come on, don't come off as this. You're such a donut.
I'd like to know what you are. When I drive you home,
yeah,
you're going to do the same test. I bet it tells you you're a fucking donut too.
I reckon I am a donut.
Tom, can you take it back to when I was singing the Emma Bunton song? And can you just close with that? You can chuck some music behind it if you can be fucked. If
but
not,
not
that's
the
fine.
Not the copyrighted music, Tom.
No, it's not copyrighted if I sang it.
Yeah, don't put the copyrighted music.
No, don't put the copyrighted music, Tom. We're not doing that to you. Just whatever. Just me. Put it in there. I love you.
You love Tom?
Yeah, I love Tom, man. He's a good mate. You know I treat you so good. I make you feel nice. You know I treat you so good. I make you feel nice. You know I treat you so good. I make you feel nice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.